This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget today. It's always wonderful to have your company. It's always wonderful to know that you are responding to the Word of God. We're looking at Romans the 8th chapter as we continue our study in Romans the 8th chapter. Last time we looked at verse 3, I'm going to go back to verse 3 just for some context to verse 4. It says this: the law of Moses was unable to save us because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent his own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving us his Son as a sacrifice for our sins, as a propitiation for our sins. And now we come to verse 4. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. We all sin. All of us sin. I believe there are many people in this world who think they don't sin at all. But Paul tells us that is not true. Every single one of us sins. And this is the point. No one sin is worse than another. When God said in the Old Testament, the wages of sin is death, he didn't say the wages of murdering someone is death. He didn't say the wages of adultery is death. No, he didn't say that. He said the wages of sin is death. So if you're sinning in any way at all, any tiny little way at all, we deserve death. Every single one of us. Not one of us is devoid of sinning. Not one of us can put our hands up and say, we haven't sinned. Jesus explained this really well with that woman caught in adultery. They wanted to stone her. And Jesus said, he who is without sin, cast the first stone. And they all put their stones down because they knew that they couldn't. That is the point. It's about judgment. It's about what we do, how we respond. Someone pointing the finger at someone else. Oh, do you see what they did? Oh, my word. All sorts of stuff is going on. Wow. You know what that is? Two things. That's gossip. And the other thing is, that's picking up the stone and throwing it. Jesus talked about this ad infinitum. He talked about taking the speck out of your brother's eye whilst you take the plank out of your own. You know, he talked about judgment all the time. Because we humans are very, what's the word I'm looking for? We want to judge. And you know why we want to judge so much? Because we know, and I'm talking about me here too, we know that deep inside, we are sinning. And to deflect away from our sin, we point out someone else's. We point our finger at someone else. And it makes us feel better because we know that we are sinning, but we don't want to admit it, so we'll just point out someone else is sinning. That's what's going on. And beloved, it's got to stop. Jesus told us in John, the 15th chapter, love one another. And then he said, as I have loved you, I command you to love one another. How can you love if you're pointing the finger? How can you love if you're judging? Look at what that person's done. Honestly, I don't know how God is going to forgive them. But that's not your business. Your business is to restore that person to Almighty God, to the Holy Spirit. It is your job to love, not to point the finger. It is my job to love and not continually point the finger. This is what is important. He did this, says Paul, so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. You know what? If we are following the Holy Spirit, if we are truly following the Holy Spirit, guess what? We're never going to look at someone else's sin. Let me try and explain why. Because if we are following the Spirit, then our eyes are looking at Jesus. They're not looking anywhere else. They're not looking to see if our brother or our sister is doing something wrong. Our eyes are looking at the Holy Spirit. Now, it may well be one day that the Holy Spirit says to you, listen, I want you to go and speak to that brother, to that sister. I want you to bring them some love. I want you to love them. And I will give you the words to say. That's very possible. That happens all the time. But when you're doing that, that's not judgmental. That's not judging someone else. Now, a lot of people will say, but David, when you point out someone's faults, that's not judgmental. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, most certainly it is. It's judgmental because you're pointing out their faults. Take the speck out of your brother's eye before looking at the plank in your own. And people have twisted that round to make, take the plank out of your brother's eye before looking at the speck in your own. That isn't true. That's not the way it is. We need to be keeping our eyes well and truly focused on our Lord Jesus Christ, for he will lead us. And whilst we're keeping our eyes focused on him, how can we find fault? How can we? And whilst we keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, how can we sin? The sin stops. Oh, sure, when we do go wrong, the Lord will convict us of that. He'll never condemn us, but he will convict us. If you look at Romans, the 12th chapter and the second verse, it clearly states, but let God change the way you think. I'll say that again. But let God change the way you think. And I think that we can use that same phrase, but let God, in so many different periods of our life, in so many different forms of our life, in so many different things that we do. But let God. Our problem is, we try to do it all ourselves. We know we've got to change, so we try really hard to change, and it never works. We slip, we fall, we stumble, we're on the floor. But the Bible doesn't say, you've got to change. The Bible says, but let God change the way you think. But let God help you keep your eyes focused on Him. But let God lead you the pathway that you are supposed to be on. Let God do it. You know, I was speaking to a really good friend of mine, Edward John, the other day. Edward John was the man who did what he did by placing his hand on my back in that car that time I was up north and prophesying over me. And God's love poured into my life, poured and poured into my life for 7 days and seven nights. And I just happened to be talking to Edward that day, a couple of days ago, and I just happened to say to him, you know, do you remember that time? Well, my life completely changed from that moment on. And he said, praise God. And he began to prophesy again. We were on the phone for about an hour, and this is what he said. The engine starts now. You decide where you want to go. China. I saw you on a wall, a great territory. And Russia, a huge harvest. You will have an abundance to help others. Showing the love of God, being the love of God, releasing their ministries, more than enough. Wherever you go, put your feet down, it's your land. God will expand you as much as you want. And wherever you choose to go, a prophetic word that is changing my life again. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word today. Lord, teach us, show us. Show us how to walk in your pathway. Show us how to keep our eyes firmly fixed on you. Take any judgmental behavior away from us now, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. And if you can say amen to that prayer, God is going to begin a work in you. In the name of Jesus, amen.